Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, folks. We're going to go to Dave Cohen, WWL News Director, for some breaking news. Dave?
New Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry has just come out very adamantly against the city of New Orleans borrowing $125 million in an effort to fill the huge budget gap the city is now experiencing. The city says it needs the money to continue to pay city employees and keep government up and running until the end of the year. But Landry says over the last 20 months, he and the legislature have diligently worked to establish fiscal stability in the state and have implemented tax reform, reduced insurance costs, and historically revitalized the economy. The governor goes on to say that it is imperative that the city of New Orleans address its financial matters promptly, and he urges Republicans on the bond commission in both the House and the Senate to reject the city's effort to accumulate debt, quote, on the backs of its citizens. Additionally, he called on the state treasurer, John Fleming and others, to convene an emergency meeting of the Fiscal Review Committee, and if needed, appoint a fiscal administrator to address New Orleans' financial problems. We have gotten early reaction from Clancy Dubose, a political analyst and veteran, who says this is the governor's effort to take over the city of New Orleans. Newell, your thoughts?
I thought we were going to some sound. This is catastrophic for the city, quite frankly. This is... a legal avenue that the governor has and can take advantage of at this point in time. It's going to be interesting to see whether or not the Republican members of the bond commission are going to follow suit. A number of those folks are very close to the governor. It's going to be interesting to see. And this really will handcuff the incoming administration as to put their imprint on whatever fiscal strategy that they intend to deploy, with having to satisfy an independent third party as they move forward.
You know, we heard just yesterday from J.P. Morrell, the president of the city council, who thought that because Helena Moreno has been named, you know, has won the election and is the mayor-elect, that the bond commission would be more favorable toward the city of New Orleans and be willing to help the city get out of its current crisis. But it's, like you said, with the governor now urging the bond commission to reject it and calling for the formation of a fiscal review committee to, if deemed necessary, appoint a fiscal administrator, this is going to be a very interesting political fight moving forward between the governor and the city of New Orleans.
At a macro and a micro sense, because I think, you know, it's going to require people to get down into granular details. If you think about what I said in my monologue today, we had agency heads going before the budget committee today saying that they had originally intended to come in and ask for 10, 15, 20% increases in their budget, which is emblematic of internally no conversations taking place as to the fiscal crisis that they find themselves in. And I also made the observation, I asked a lot of financial people that worked in organizations, and I said, have you ever experienced something like this? And I've not had a single person say yes.
So now the fight is shaping up, no doubt, between the governor and the state. Clancy Dubow says it sounds like an effort for the governor, he says, who has always wanted to take over the city of New Orleans, to try and take over the finances of the city of New Orleans and thereby take over governance of the city of New Orleans. We will see how this unfolds.
Well, let's not get all over our skis here, okay, because I don't think it's going to be a long-term situation where the city is going to be answering to the state of Louisiana in the long term. But in the short term, obviously, he has a lot of control and can influence the course of action that will be taking here. And I think a lot of it's going to be about right sizing this organization. It's something that there's not been a willingness to do. It's very hard to do, to engage in cutback management. And it may be one way that he thinks that he can compel and force that issue to be had, to kind of face the music.
We will hear more about this and comments from Clancy Dubow coming up in the news in about 10 minutes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.